Welcome to the Gear Garage Live Show. This weekly YouTube show covers whitewater rafting, river safety,
oh God, I lost my paddle,
gear, and anything else Zach feels like rambling on about.
Well, welcome to another show. I'm doing this one with a new look. I tried turning the lights off, which is kind of a fun look. Hopefully you all like it. This is my Tuesday Q&A show where I answer questions that were submitted during the week. Or if you have questions, just throw them in the comments. And if I see a question in the comments, I'll keep going. I only have two questions to answer this week, so it could be a quick show. And here's the agenda today. The first thing I want to talk about are these new bungee flip lines. I've been sharing these a little bit already. And this is just a long, fancy bungee with webbing. But if you use it with a cataract, it can allow for a quick reflip. So I want to show the product here, and I'm selling these on the site. I'm sure you're all tired of hearing me self-promote this, the retail stuff I'm selling. But I'm putting a lot of energy into it, and I just want to let people know this stuff exists and it's available. I think it's really awesome stuff. These really haven't been available. These cataract bungee flip lines haven't really been available publicly for a while. Mad Catter was selling some, and he stopped. Somebody else might be. But I haven't been able to find them. And the idea is, and you can see from the video here, I'm going to go back a little bit. You can attach them to the inside D-rings, and you can use either carabiners or I use just short cam straps. You can see like a little 1 foot, 2 foot cam straps. That way they're a little bit adjustable. These things are sized to the D-ring distance. So the only ones we have available right now, the only size of these we have available are for SOTAR 12 and a half foot cats. And I should have the length here somewhere. These are very specific to size. I have to add the length to this page, whatever size that is. And it's that this bungee is up against the boat where you could get tangled in it. So you have to know you're adding some possible entanglement hazard. Like this is a loop. This is a loop attached to your boat. So if you film it wrong, it could attach your body to it. So it is a potential danger. You should know that. But the advantage you get from it is the very quick reflip. So when you get back on your upside down cat, you just grab this, you lean back, you pull it over, and the bungee goes right back in place. It's pretty slick. Here it is in action, actually. This is during the wind race last year. This is Greg, my friend Greg. He flips in the bottom of Ramshorn. And you can see he climbs back up his cat pretty quickly. It's cold. I mean, this is hard to do. And he has his hand already on it and goes for a really quick reflip. And so for those of you running like class 4 or 5 whitewater, this is something you might want to consider for that quick reflip. If he had to get on the cat and then get his flip line out and then attach it, that's a few more seconds. Well, there's a rapid right down around the corner here. He may not have been flipped back over before the next rapid. You know, where that quick reflip is more important than the potential of the entanglement this thing causes. That's the key. It's a trade-off. Like if you're doing class 1 and 2, don't buy these. Don't use. If you're doing class 3 even, you don't need these. In class 3, use a regular flip line, right? This is a potential entanglement. If you're running harder rivers where the quick reflip really matters, that's when you want these. So this is for your like class 4 or 5 dudes who really care about this. If you're, again, you're just running like stuff where a quick reflip isn't as important, then I wouldn't do it, because you do have to recognize there's an added hazard by using these flip lines. So yeah, that's my quick thought about that. If you want to buy them, they're now available on riverhardware.com. I'll try to remember to put a link down below at the bottom of this video when I'm done, but I may forget. All right. And then I see Sean has a question. If you watched my flip line video. Yeah. So I also, at the same time, I've been working on both these projects all summer. Where are these flip lines? I don't have one now. Do I have one here? Nope, I don't have one here. But the other flip lines I made, how are they better than Titan slings? Titan slings are what I've been using for the past couple of years. A Titan sling is made for rock climbing. I would say they're about the same strength. The Titan slings are rated. They've actually been like tested, you know, very well to make sure that they can handle body weight and for their strength. Mine haven't been officially tested. I know they're strong, but they haven't been officially tested. So I would not use these at all for rock climbing, any vertical access. I would use these to flip rafts, flip cataracts as a tree anchor or rock anchor on shore for some mechanical advantage. I would use it to anchor the raft. Nothing where a life is at the end, where they, because they haven't been officially tested. But compared to Titan slings, they're about the same strength. They're smaller. They take less space. So, you know, we have space in our pockets and our PFD or a premium. And so they take up less space than Titan slings. Although they're a little wider, they're thinner. And they're slipperier. They have a little more, they have a little more friction to them. So when you're holding them for reflipping, if it's a single line, you might slip a little bit more. But the advantage of the slipperiness is when you run it over a carabiner, it's almost as efficient as a pulley. And so I've been playing with this all morning. You can do these like really cool pig rig systems. You can do a 3-to-1 with them if you want. You can do a, what's that? The voodoo hitch. There's another name for the voodoo hitch. The voodoo hitch is really smooth with these. And so it's just really nice for some kind of geeky mechanical advantage systems. And they float. And they don't absorb water because this fabric, this ultra high molecular weight polyethylene, it doesn't absorb water and it wants to float. And so in almost every way possible for rafting, they're better than Titan slings. They're lighter. They're smaller. They float. I'm not sure the Titan slings float. I never tested it. They slip over carabiners nicely. The only slight disadvantage is it's a little harder to grip with your hands. And I wouldn't, again, use these for rappelling, rock climbing. These are not tested for any kind of climbing. So those are my quick thoughts. I've been talking about it a ton. You can probably tell I've been kind of giving this pitch for a while. I've been thinking about these for a while. I've been thinking about how do I make the Titan slings better for rafting? And this is what I've come up with. The Titan slings come in 10 or 12 foot lengths. This is 12. These are 12 feet. I think 12 feet is the length most people want. People are always confused. Do I get the 10 or the 12? Just get the 12. And that's what mine are. They're 12 feet. Okay. So enough of the new bungee lines. They're available if you want them. I have a small order right now. And if they're popular, we'll keep ordering them and keep having them available. All right. First question. Prolox. All right. I was going to reach out and get your opinion on a new version of Prolox orders that Dan from Prolox just sent us to me. Oh, cool. I was curious what you think because these are supposed to be a functioning alternative to pins and clips that won't pop free in the desperate sections of water. Thank you for taking the time to answer all your questions. Okay, so Prolox. Let's go back to here. Let's Google Prolox. I'm going to say my opinion about Prolox. And this is based on having never used them. Oops, Prolox. That's not a Prolox. Let's put rafting in there, see what we get. But knowing people who have tried them and have used them and talked to them, try to figure out what they like and don't like. And so it's a little different system. And see if there's a good photo of the system. Let's see if we can find it. Oars, blades, Prolox. See if we can get, here we go. Can we get a good photo? That's the best photo we have. So it sits in this like thing that's sort of like an oarlock, and it has this thing that's sort of like an orite. And if you lock it in, it locks pretty solid. And if you twist it, you can still feather. I'm not sure if that makes sense. So it's oarlocks that stay on. And so my opinion is these are really good for fishing and for class 1 and 2. I think they're a really nice, sleek option. They're clean. And you can see, if you look at the website, there's a picture of it. There's a lot of fishing here. Fishing boat. Let's look at more photos. Let's see if I can find packages. You just look. It's just a lot of fishing boats. There's a guy kayaking over here on the left. I'm not sure what that has to do with Prolox. But you'll notice it's a lot of it's a pro sleeve. Let's see if it's another fishing boat. Nope. Not even sure. It's a lot of clicking around here. Anyway, I feel like these are very fishing oriented. To me, they're the worst of both worlds between oarlocks and pins and clips for whitewater. And just to be clear, this show is about whitewater. Like I'm going to say minimum class 3, this show is really about people who like maybe do class three, but either do or plan to do class four, maybe class five. If you have no interest in class four ever, this show is probably not even the right show for you. Because I'm talking from that perspective. I think these prologues are probably fine for class three. If you're going to go do, I don't know, like the Row, Gates of Lodore, they're probably adequate. The problem is the reason they're not as good as Pins Eclipse, one of the huge advantages of Pins Eclipse, especially for like class five Whitewater, is when you're rowing, if you get thrown out one side, the clip stays on the pin, and so your oars give you stability right to left. These things will just slide out. Hopefully that makes sense. I've explained this so many times before, but pins and clips give you side-to-side stability. You can ship your oars and have front and back stability, or you can ship one back, one correctly handle back, one this way, and you get stability side to side and front to back. The fact that the clip hits the pin and stays, most of it, I mean, if it's enough force, it'll come out. But the fact that the clip hits the pin and stays there gives you stability inside your boat. These do not give you that stability inside your boat. The oar will run out the end. So that's one of the big advantages of Pins and Clips you don't get with this. For Whitewater, one important thing about oar locks is that if you hit an oar on something, whether it's just like a weird, it gets twisted, hits a weird current or a rock, you want the oar to come out of the lock because otherwise the oar will break. And so this holds, it's really hard. I don't see if there's good photos of this thing. Let me go try to find the photo of these things. Pro locks. Yeah. So this looks like to me, and I haven't tested, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't want to release the oar. The oar will not come out. And you actually want it to come out. Again, unpredictable weird things happen, and you want the oar lock to bend and have the oar pop out before it breaks. This is why NRS oar locks aren't very good, because NRS oar locks don't give. A lot of people break oars with NRS oar locks. The same thing with this. I have a friend who ran these for Whitewater, who tried these for Whitewater for a couple years, and he broke a lot of oars. That's why, because, you know, they're fine for fishing. They're fine for class two and three. But as soon as you get into serious Whitewater, if that oar doesn't pop, it's not good. And you don't get the advantage of Pins and Clips. So it's kind of, to me, the worst of both worlds. But again, I'm coming from the perspective of like class three minimum. We're talking class four and five stuff. So that's my opinion about oar locks. They make oars and stuff too. Again, if you're a fisher, an angler, this is a great way to go. Okay, next question. Hopefully I answered that well. Subway Groovers, how do I buy two of these? All right, so let's see. Let's go to google.com. I'll type in Subway Groovers. And then what comes up first is Subway Fabrication. And it's just subwayfab.com. And then I click on it, Riverbank 2. Oh man, you can't buy it. That's a bummer. You click on it, but it doesn't come up. Huh. That's too bad. Yeah. You can see one of my videos is on the website. I know I did some things for them. Huh. Okay, well, let's try another link. Subway Fabrication Riverbank. So this is a review I did. So if you want to read the review, great. Otherwise, the next link is Dan River Equipment. Let's see if you can buy one here. Add to cart. Oh, I gotta select a product first. How do I select a product? I thought I did. Man, the internet. Oh, what? This was not added to your cart. Okay, that didn't work. Let's go to high side. This is really hard to do. All right, here we go. Color. So I'm going to choose. They're all on Backwater. Can't buy one there. Yeah, this is a good question. Let's go to Down River Equipment. Let's try to buy from them again. See what happens. Select an option. Oh, I have to select an option. Here we go. Oh, Backwater. Looks like you can order it, but it's on Backwater. All right, let's go Cascade, see what they got. Choose an option. Let's go pink. Back order. Let's go green. Install. There you go. Boom. So you just go to like go to this page on Cascade River Gear and hit add to cart. Okay, oversized shipping. And then add to cart. Yeah. Another thing you do is just go to just call them. SoAFab. I don't even remember their website. I have to Google it this time. SoAFab.com. I don't know why their website doesn't work, but you can just call them. Here we go. Call us to obtain parts. Oh, that's just parts. I don't know. You can just call them and maybe buy them directly from them. That's a possibility too. So, yep. Cody reviewed a really superior river toilet system. Do you know which one it was, Sean? Because I'm pretty confident, having tried all of the toilet systems, and that the Sellways are just the best. I mean, I'm sure Cody did a good review, but I bet if you even ask Cody, what's the best? Oh yeah, the SDG toilet. Yeah, did he say it was the best one out there, or he was just did a review of it? SDG River toilet. I'm gonna tell you what I think of this one. It's $945, which is a lot of money, and it's got a lot of parts. See, like I used to like a lot of, yeah. So you have to have the toilet thing, and then this box with the seat next to it, which I'm sure works really well. But the nice thing with the Sellway is you just set it down, pull the gas. It's like one thing. You don't have to have a toilet box and a separate box. And that box that the seat goes in gets gross. You know, you have to pull the seat off every time and put it in a box with all these things, and it gets gross. I used to use the Johnny Partners, and we used to have like the toilet and then the seat, which came off and went into a box. That box just was disgusting. And like we cleaned it, but like still it's pretty gross. And it's just more stuff to bring. The Sellway has the integrated toilet seat. It's all built into one, and it's plastic. So in a raft, if I have to choose between having plastic things and metal things, I'm going to err on the side of plastic, because if I fall on, especially things with corners, like to see all the corners on these toilets, if I fall on any of these corners, I'm going to get hurt more than if I fall onto like a plastic thing. And so I can't think of why this toilet is better other than it's the exact same size as a rocket box. So if you're really into rocket boxes, this thing is probably awesome. If you're not into rocket boxes, I'm going to say, in my opinion, it's not as good because it's metal, because it requires more volume in your boat. It's more expensive, and you have this disgusting box full of disgusting poop-covered things. Those are my opinions. But I'll go back and watch when I'm done, watch Cody's video. To remind everybody, Cody's channel is, let's see if we can find it, Private Whitewater YouTube channel. And it's a great channel. And I would highly recommend subscribing. Please subscribe. He has, looks like 1,080 subscribers, which is great. So a lot of good videos, especially for private boating. I don't see his video about this toilet system. Huh. Here we go. Oh, that's the EcoSafe. That's a different one. Cleaning EcoSafe toilet. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, this is a good reminder to go to Cody's channel, subscribe. Cody's super smart, has great things to say, and highly recommend checking out his channel. So with that, that's the end of our questions for the day. Thank you all for watching. I want to remind you all that I'm going to try to do this every Tuesday for the next month or so. I leave for Bhutan November 2nd, so I'll be around for a few weeks doing the show. So if you have questions, go to whitewaterguidebook.com. I'll show you all how to do that. You just go to Whitewater. You can submit questions here. This is the best way to submit questions. Sometimes I get questions by email or who knows what, Instagram message, which they don't get cataloged well. And sometimes I forget to do them. But if you get Gear Garage, go to ask a question. This is the best way to ask us a question, because it actually gets to us and gets on the show. But with that, thanks for watching, and I'll see you all next week. Thank you.